Mother Teresa looked after the dying and the destitute. She was born in South Yugoslavia. At the age of 19, she came to Darjeeling in India. She belonged to the Order of Missionaries of Charity. She is a winner of the Nobel Prize and the Bharat Ratna for her work among the poor. In this interview, the well-known journalist Malcolm Muggeridge talks with Mother Teresa about her work. Mother Teresa tells about how she set up her home for the dying. She also explains what they do for the people who are brought to the home for the dying. Poor, sick, and helpless people who are unwanted and abandoned by their own families are brought to the home for the dying. They are loved and cared for in the home. Some of them die, but they die knowing that they are loved and cared for. Some of them become healthy again, and the missionaries of charity try to send them to their own homes or help them to find jobs. What should a 70-year-old woman do? Sit at home, play with her grandchildren? Or should she take an unusual path and start teaching underprivileged children in her courtyard? The Deccan Chronicle tells us how Janaki Iyer chose the last option and runs a school called Anand Bharati. Janaki Iyer is a 70-year-old woman who is very different from other women of her age. She teaches girls who are domestic helpers and who therefore cannot attend a formal school. The Deccan Chronicle publishes a report about Janaki Iyer and her non-formal school called Anand Bharati. The report tells us that although the school is a non-formal institution, the students and the teachers are very serious about education and examinations. The school has very highly qualified teachers and other staff. The aim of the school is to educate the students as well as to make them strong and confident people with values and skills which will stay with them all their lives. There are many people who want to go to school and improve their lives by educating themselves. Yet, they are not always able to do this for many reasons, such as family responsibilities, sickness, or shortage of money. In this unit, Janaki Iyer tells the story of one such person called Bhagya. Bhagya is a poor girl who studies at Anand Bharati. Despite her many and difficult responsibilities, this 10-year-old girl does not give up her studies. Supported and helped by Janaki Iyer, she continues to study. One day, she has to make a difficult decision. She has to choose between money and education. She refuses an offer of work that would give her a lot of money. because this work will not leave her time to study and continue with school.